The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
An oyster farm in Waterford has lost around 9 million euro a year for the past 2 years, with over 70% of their oysters dying. And despite extensive research, it's unknown what is causing the deaths. The general manager and co-owner of Waterford Oysters, Cliona Vicchiolachuda, has asked people in the area to keep an eye out for anything unusual in the water. And she joins me now. You're very welcome to the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
The figures, Cliona, are extraordinary here. 9 million a year over the past 2 years in lost stock.
They are absolutely extraordinary, and they're an existential threat to the industry, to be honest. Dungarvan is one of the major oyster growing bays in Ireland. We have three or four big operators and another half a dozen or so smaller operators in the bay. And this affected the whole lot. Everybody in the bay was equally affected. So it really is, we lost around 70% of our fully grown stock. And just to explain, oysters spend about 3 years coming to maturity. So you're carrying the juveniles, the babies, the half grown and the adult oysters at any given time. So we lost about 70% of the full grown oysters and around 60% or so of the half grown as well.
And how are those losses absorbed, or how is the business coping with that? Are you insured for that type of loss?
No, Claire, we can't get insurance. I suppose it's too risky a business. You know, you're farming animals really, but farming them in the sea. And to answer your question, how we're coping, I mean, barely really is the answer. Some people are worse affected than others. Some people had a certain amount of reserves, but I mean, that can only continue for so long. You know, with 30% of the remaining stock is all you have to sell. It's really difficult to keep all the staff employed and continue on with the husbandry that's necessary to raise next year's crop as well. So it has been a really, really difficult 2 years. You know, we've had situations before where we have, you know, fairly major losses from time to time, but that would happen typically, oh, maybe once every 10 or 15 years if you had, you know, really extraordinary environmental conditions or something like that.
I mentioned at the beginning that extensive research has gone on into what is happening here, what's affecting the oyster stock, but you have no answers.
We have no answers at this point. We've had meetings with, shortly after it happened, we had a meeting with Minister Timmy Dooley and officials from BIM, Marine Institute, Waterford Council, Irish Water, the whole lot. So there's a very comprehensive suite of testing going on at the moment, mostly by BIM and the Marine Institute. We have monitors in the water constantly monitoring temperature, salinity, all these type of things. But so far, there just haven't been any answers. And we really are stumped. And I suppose we've gone, I mean, it's never been a secret, but we've gone kind of more public on this one, because what we really want now is the assistance and the help of the general public to be the eyes and ears of the industry. If they see anything unusual, smell anything unusual, have any cause for concern, to please contact us or contact Waterford Council. You know, just let it be known if there's an issue that they think might be of relevance.
So I take it from that you suspect that this is down to pollution.
We suspect it's down to some kind of a pollution event. The mortalities happened over a very brief period of time, basically kind of the first week in August in both years. So we went on holidays around the 25th of July and came back on the 11th of August to find that the mortalities had already started taking place in a big way, and they continued dying for another kind of fortnight or so after that. But it seems to be an event that happened on both years, and very exceptionally the same week in both years. So,
well, I can imagine how apprehensive you are coming into the summer now as we head towards July and August.
Absolutely. We're kind of collectively holding our breaths for the next eight weeks or so. You know, hopefully everything will be okay. But also, we don't want to be wondering in 2027, 2028, are we going to have a repeat of this? But we'll just concentrate on getting through this year first.
And, if you were a beef farmer now, Cleann, if you were a beef farmer and you had TB on your land, you'd be compensated for the animals that you lost. But you don't get anything, do you?
We don't get anything at all. And, you know, absolutely, beef farmers should be compensated if they have to destroy cattle. But there's no framework for this. Would be classed as a natural disaster, though in my mind, it's certainly not natural. As well as the oysters dying at the same time, we had seaweed dying, we had crabs dying. So there was, in my opinion, definitely an event that happened in the bay. But there's no mechanism there to assist people in our situation, whether it's oysters or mussels or anything else. And on top of that, it came up at the Joint Arthritis Committee. There's a somewhat fragmented approach when an ecological disaster happens. Thinking back, for example, to the Blackwater last year, you know, all the state agencies do their jobs, but maybe we need a coordinating body that will look at the entire event instead of, you know, one agency testing for disease and somebody else testing for something else. There's no overall coordinating body. And I think that would be really, really important.
OK, well, listen, we will keep in touch with you. Let's see what happens in August. But we wish you well ahead of that. That's Cleann Vic-Gullahuda, who is co-owner of Waterford Oyster.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.